Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right. Mike Sullivan has an update from Governor Whitmer. We've seen Cuomo in New York extend the deadline guidance to May 15th. Governor DeWine in Ohio, almost inexplicably, May 1st, but there's no details, so I'm not going to go crazy. Mike, what did Governor Whitmer have to say?
Yeah, so Governor Whitmer just tweeted this, 7 minutes ago. And what it is a partnership and a quick statement about Midwest governors announcing partnership to reopen regional economies. So Governor Whitmer says, I'm very grateful to partner with Governor Mike DeWine. And I don't have to read them all off, but the governors of, Michigan and Ohio, obviously, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky have all announced that they'll work in coordination to reopen
the Commonwealth,
to reopen the economy in the Midwest. Here's the statement. We are doing everything we can to protect the people against the spread of COVID. Here in the Midwest, we are bound by our commitment to our people and the community. We recognize that our economies are all reliant on each other, and we must work together right now to safely reopen the economy so hardworking people can get back to work and businesses can get back on their feet. Today, we're announcing that Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky will work in that close coordination to reopen the economies in a way that prioritizes our workers' health. We're looking forward to working with experts and taking a fact-based, data-driven approach to reopening our economy in a way that protects families from the spread of the coronavirus.
How does one plan on doing that without testing?
Let me read you.
What world am I in?
We will closely examine at least these four factors when determining when exactly it's best to reopen our economy. This is from the press release from Governor Whitmer. Sustain control of the rate of new infections and hospitalizations, enhanced ability to test and trace, sufficient healthcare capacity to handle resurgence, and best practices for social distancing in the workplace. They also
hear anything about testing.
They also mentioned, because you've been kind of wondering, rightfully so, how exactly it would work. They're saying phasing in sectors of our economy will be the most effective when we work together to reopen the economy.
When is this announcement coming where I actually get details?
No, they don't have all the details. Yeah, that's for sure. They're just announcing that they're going to be reopening the economies. I'm trying to skim through it here. I don't see anything Mike, about testing, which obviously there is.
You know why, Mike? Because they can't do it. Let me ask the people out there, right here and now, are you comfortable going back to work knowing there'll be no way to test everybody in the building? There's no way to do it. I think these governors, without a testing program, this sounds insane. Really does. And I want to return to some form of normal just as much as everybody else. But I'll speak for myself. Now, look, I can work from home. You could give me the option tomorrow. And as much as I miss Mike and Roberto and Dave, no offense, fellas, I ain't coming in the office. No way, no how. Not happening. You could open the schools tomorrow. Tell you right now. My wife's school will be down a teacher. She ain't going back. What, are you kidding me? It's dangerous. period. We're afraid to go to the grocery store right now. How do you plan without mass testing to open up anything? I'd love to hear from the people on this, because just because I feel a certain way, it doesn't mean I'm right. And I'm not suggesting it. I'm simply telling you how I feel. And I'm more than bewildered. 248-539-9797. I think everyone's got an opinion on this.
Yeah. And
what exactly are we opening up here? Marmalade.
Yeah, so let me be clear on this. It wouldn't, and Mike, it's in no way going to be flipping the switch. It's not. And that's when we do open back up, which we need to, it's not going to be just all at once. It's going to be gradual. There's another statement that just came out from Governor DeWine in Ohio saying we have a plan to start opening Ohio back up that they're going to be unveiling. It's going to be gradual. It's going to be one thing after another. We want to do this in a thoughtful way. In the best way that is confident and ensures customers and employees are safe. So, no, I think that whether it's May 1st, whether it's May 15th, whether it's, Michigan has more cases than Ohio. Everyone knows that. Much more. Michigan's one of the worst in the country with total cases. But when we do open back up, Mike, it's going to be, and I think to these governors' credits at least, they are very cognizant of it's not going to be normal when we open back up. It's not going to just be, I keep using the term flipping the switch, because there's going to be different precautions. There's going to be different things opening at different times. It's going to be it has to be a carefully crafted transition when we just start opening things back up. I mean, you'd agree.
Well, and
with
that's
that, right?
A lot of really nice words, Mike, but you're not any closer to explaining how you're doing that without mass testing.
No, I don't disagree. The testing has to be better. When we talk about adequate testing, of course, there. As we continue to go here the next few weeks, there has to be better testing. There's no doubt about that. I think that it's just that uncomfortable discussion and that uncomfortable line that people have to draw with still opening back up without 100% perfect testing. Because there's some huge long-term issues and long-term stuff that's going to go wrong, whether it's depression, whether it's suicides, God forbid, whether it's people dying from poverty. There's going to be some really long-term issues if we don't open the economy back up soon.
I'm all for it. I just don't think any of these states are capable of really doing it, and I don't think people are going to want to do it. Yeah, we all want to leave our house. Man, if you don't feel safe going to the grocery store or the pharmacy, how are you going to feel safe going to the home improvement store? How are you going to feel safe doing non-essential things? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Sully, gonna run out and get a haircut?
You need one.
No, but you get, Mike.
No, Mike,
if you can't answer these questions, then you shouldn't be on Twitter, not you, I'm saying a governor. You shouldn't be on Twitter using the words opening up and economy. No one's gonna do these things. Because we can't mass test.
I don't disagree with you at all about the adequate testing. I don't. That's a huge. I mean, my God, that's a huge thing that needs to be figured out.
Now, you want to go play golf? You want to let lawn services cut lawns again? I'm fine with all that.
Yep.
That's fine. But let's face it. Here, construction needs to get done. Wear a mask, social distance, few less guys on the crew. We'll get it done, right? That's all well and good. No issues there. But, Mike, beyond the very few things I can start to name, how are people – how? Tell me how.
No, and that's what's going to happen, though. Those things will be first. So when you hear May 1st, that's what's going to be first. All of these jobs like landscaping and construction and whatnot, which, sure, we can open those, and then we'll slowly try to get other stuff. Another thing you'll see, Mike, is I guarantee with how people are and with how everything is – right now, I guarantee that when businesses open back up in an office setting, in a public restaurant, bar setting, I'm sure there's going to be serious capacity restrictions, whether it's 50% of the fire code or whatever is that's going to be established. And those details do need to be released by the governors.
And what happens when an employee doesn't feel safe coming back to the workplace?
No, I totally. There's a ton of moving parts to it, Mike. Tons.
Well, and I don't hear any answers from our leaders. And that's kind of my issue. 248-539-9797. I'd really like to hear from you, the listener. It sounds like we're going to get guidance that May 1st, certain aspects of life are coming back because we're a part of this Midwest coalition thing. New York, not until May 15th, until the next update. And you're forced to wear a mask to do anything. Here, Ohio, it would seem like if we're a part of this new Midwest Superpower League, all the states are going to do the same thing. Well, I don't see how you can do it. Hopeful. Would love to hear it. But my guess is if Gretchen had mass testing capability, that might have been the headline of her announcement. She doesn't, and we don't. So what the hell exactly are we opening? My guess would be some of the things Mike and I talked about.
No,
construction.
Yep.
Landscaping. Sully wants to go play golf.
No, I'm not there. Making this a golf discussion. Are you not?
Mike,
know
it's always been about
that, yes.
It's always been about you golfing.
This
has been your
yes,
central campaign issue.
Oh, believe me, I've gotten plenty of flack from people about all.
But
I care about is golf. It's not true, guys. Come on.
I won't go to the grocery store until you can make me feel safe buying the very necessities I need. None of the other stuff matters. It's God's honest truth.
We'll see that at first, I think. I think a lot of people will be reluctant to go back out. I think a lot of people will be... Mike, I do think a lot of people will, and the governor of Ohio just admitted this, will be wearing masks. And masks, I don't... That's the one question I have with all this, too, and the one thing I really don't know enough about, and I need to look it up more, but how masks are going to play in normal society. I mean, we have Governor DeWine right now, Governor Cuomo, I was watching that earlier today, too. We have these governors coming out and saying, and by the way, that's a Republican and a Democrat right there with
Correct.
DeWine and Cuomo. We have
There's no partisan stuff here.
No, I'm just pointing that out. You know how people are. So we have governors today on both sides coming out and saying that masks are going to be a big part, much bigger part of society. That's something I'm just not familiar with. I've never done that before. So that's one thing that I want to just understand more and know more about and how that'll impact.
But Mike, where are we getting the masks? Is it homemade or is it whatever? Right. See, it's I don't know. Maybe I'm not connecting with the audience. I really thought we would get some feedback on this. I'd love to know your thoughts.
Oh, we have full lines, yeah.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, David's so flooded, we haven't even been able to update the thing yet.
Oh, yep. Mercy.
Actually, excuse me, Mike, and I'm not pulling the Rieger here. We do have literally one open line right now if someone wants to grab it.
We can fix that. 248-539-9797. We're going to let David take a breath. We'll come back with you guys. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.